This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The number one asset it takes to be a great wide receiver, you ask, what's the number one thing you pull out outside of catching footballs, because you know you got to catch footballs? I call it body control. And nobody in the NFL has better body control than DeAndre Hopkins. That's why you see some of the grabs, and he has the ability to make some of the grabs that he makes.
That was Michael Irvin. He was on the afternoon show. He was on with Clint Sterner a couple days ago.
Did you say DeAndre Hopkins or Hopkins?
I think he said did he say Hawkins?
Yeah, it happens. You know what? He was probably, because he works at...
He might have been chewing on a sandwich or something.
No, you know who also, because Hawkins, the old receiver that was, is it Andrew Hawkins? He's on NFL Network.
Is he?
Yeah. I bet he was talking to him. I don't judge anybody anymore now that I've done it myself. It was one thing if I had done it in the first year or something, but earlier this year, I was on television and I did the classic. I think I said DeAndre Watkins or something. Mm. I can't even remember who I was talking about, whether it was Deshaun or DeAndre. And it happens.
It's a big problem that the Texans' two best football players have names that sound exactly alike, and they're always bumping up against each other because they throw one throws the football to the other.
And they both went to Clemson, and also because Sammy Watkins went to Clemson, that it creates this triumvirate in your brain where you're making all these connections and they fire out. It's the weirdest thing.
And Carlos Watkins too.
He went to Clemson. Right. He's a Clemson. And then I have like a Carlos Watkins DJ Reader kind of dyslexia type. I shouldn't say dyslexia.
He went to Clemson.
Well, no, but between those two too, sometimes I'll go up to DJ and start talking about when they won the national championship.
He didn't.
Carlos did.
Yeah.
Because he was a year later. And then I feel like a jerk because it's like I'm rubbing DJ's face.
But he doesn't have a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DJ's not a man that, like, he's pleasant and nice, but you don't. That's not the man you want to be rubbing anybody's face in anything about.
No,
very large.
As are you. Like someone like me shouldn't be doing that because he could squash me like a grape.
But he's larger and younger than me.
No, he could beat you up.
Yeah,
there's no
and
question.
I wouldn't sue or say anything about it.
No,
I'd be embarrassed.
You'd say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?"
He's got a wrestling background here. He's a baseball player. Like if we're our cross sport,
DJ is still a -500 favorite.
Now I'm insulted. Frankly. Look, no. Once you have the wrestling, if you got the grappling, unless the guy, whether it's anybody, unless they land a few good punches and knock me out on my way in, it's going to be at worst a stalemate.
Yeah.
I can take a punch. Yeah. I got a very thick skull.
Yeah. That is true.
Delicate face.
Right. But it's like, keep away from the face. My face is my life.
Don't touch the moneymaker.
The moneymaker.
I talk a big game. 30 seconds later, like, don't touch my face. I've got money.
That's here. Right. I got money.
My wallet, DJ.
DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Irvin, went on to say that this is interesting, and we'll find out if he thinks it's Hopkins or Hopkins here. But I thought it's fascinating to listen to somebody who you think has a massive ego and probably does have a massive ego and certainly did when he was a player and would not concede something like this, I would imagine, when he was a player. Michael Irvin had this to say about DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm not the physical talent that DeAndre Hopkins is. I made the most out of the talent that I had, but I'm not the physical talent that DeAndre Hopkins is. But I tell you what I do like, his physicalness. And if you want to say what things are you guys most similar alike, and I will say our physicalness about the game and our ability to want to attack the best corner. I wanted to play Deion Sanders. I wanted to play Rod Woodens and Daryl Greens. I tell people all the time, I went through Deion Sanders, Daryl Green, Rod Woodson, Aeneas Williams, and Champ Bailey. I went through gold jackets to get my gold rings. That's what I wanted too. And this guy, DeAndre Hopkins, he loves attacking top corners. He loves anything that brings the best out of him. That's what makes him the best.
God, that is a fantastic quote. I went through gold jackets to get my gold rings.
I like that. And it's true. Those two have some similarities in some respects about the physicality. And also, I think both those guys are kind of push-off artists. You know, DeAndre.
Yeah, sure.
DeAndre is.
You mean that as a compliment?
Yes. No, because he's really, really crafty. He knows what he can and can't get away with. He knows what the angles are for when refs are going to call it and when they aren't. And then there's an art to the legal push-off. And a big part of it, and this is what some young guys don't understand, is that if you're not looking like you're bench pressing, you're going to get away with a lot of hand fighting. You ought to always look like you're just positioning your arm in. So DeAndre does a really good job of, and it's almost counterintuitive. People wouldn't think that the more extended your arms are, actually the better. Like the more it looks kind of like a stiff arm more than an actual push off,
mm-hmm.
then the better, because then it just looks like
you're positioning. Right. He is great at that.
He does it, and he's really so he knows where the rules is. He's kind of like an NBA player, or he's kind of like a defensive back, because you know defensive backs have to get a really good feel for what the refs are allowing at any given point or any given season. Just DeAndre takes the fight to the defensive backs, and I really like what Irvin was saying about relishing the battles versus the really good cornerbacks. You know, you get the feeling that DeAndre, when he's out there, like he's hyper competitive in those games versus Jalen Ramsey or AJ Boye, but you just feel like he's just relishing it. Like he just, like that's where he wants to be, is if he could face one of the top guys every week, that's what he wants to do.
Well, he was relishing it even 2 or 3 days after the win over the Patriots. When was this? The night of December 3rd. So 2 days later.
Over his battle with Stephon Gilmore.
Yes. He posted a picture on Twitter with the quote, "When you see 10, double him," and it's DeAndre catching a football standing over top of Stephon Gilmore. And then Stephon Gilmore replied about an hour later, "Bro was doubled on only 2 snaps all game and wants to be loud, LOL."
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired. Yeah. Stephon Gilmore, look, frankly, the Patriots defense hasn't been good versus good quarterbacks this year. I think that these guys are getting a whole lot of love for being really good against bad teams, which is like, that's a skill unto itself. It's kind of like what the Colts offense was back before they got genuinely Super Bowl worthy.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what the Patriots defense is right now. They're really, really good. They're a good regular season unit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, there's anybody out there right now, this isn't like an anti-Patriots thing. I think that's what people have realized the Patriots are right this moment, is they're a very nice story and they're a good team, but they've got an abysmal offense, and it's still going to be how good can the offense get before they get to the postseason. Because the Patriots defense is not good enough to drive them to a Super Bowl. This isn't like a Ravens type of defense or the Broncos the year they won the Super Bowl.
Are you picking the Chiefs this weekend over the Patriots?
No, because I don't think the Chiefs to offense. Mahomes hasn't thrown for 200 yards the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. That Chiefs offense isn't quite firing on all cylinders. Now, Mahomes is healthy. Finally, because earlier in the season, maybe he is not completely healthy. But I'll take the Patriots at home.
Yeah. Did you see this text, Seth?
Yeah.
The text page, 713-572-4610. I don't see this happen a lot. Somebody texted the wrong number. Because I don't think you and I are filling any orders for 3/4-inch valve.
Yeah, go ahead and you didn't see. Go ahead and read the text.
I'll read the text. Here's the text. Daniel, which none of us are named.
Yeah.
Do you have the revised sales order for 700 valve on the 3/4-inch valve that we just replaced the packing? This valve is the one that was included with the other 7 valves that they wanted RTJ, but we couldn't do it in time.
Yeah, I responded to it already. I said,
You replied to a valve request.
Yeah, I said, do it your own self. I'm tired of picking up your slack. And then we're going to see. We're going to wait and see if Daniel gets fired. It sounds like Daniel's a subordinate in this situation.
Wait, so this person's looking. Yeah. This person is placing a direct order to somebody, and your reply back was, do it your own self. I'm tired of picking up your
But
seat.
Then I told a few minutes. I waited a couple minutes, and I said,
this is
Seth. I'm just joking.
All caps.
Yeah.
All exclamation points.
I
so you could
it.
See it. If you could make it a big font, you would have.
You know what I felt bad for? I felt bad if... Obviously, there wouldn't have been long-term damage, but I would have felt bad if the person I was responding to flipped out on Daniel, you know, like before, and then maybe said things that he didn't, or he or she wouldn't have wanted to say. Then I felt bad, so I immediately texted back and said,
replied. They said, Daniel, you're fired.
Yeah.
They said,
I'm sleeping with your wife.
Right? The jerk store called. They're out of you.
Joke's on you, buddy.
That's right.
Your mom is ugly.
texter who accidentally sent a text to us said, LMAO, I didn't realize I sent this to y'all until it was too late. I wish it was that easy. Enjoy the show and keep it up.
Okay.
So good. Thank you. Thank you, texter.
And congratulations on narrowly avoiding getting fired, Daniel.
Yeah, way to go, Daniel. And Daniel, get the valve.
Get the invoice or the valve, whatever it is.
Dude, yeah. Get your bleep straight, Daniel.
Somebody said that Hopkins is to push off as Harden is to the travel. I would disagree with that. Because for one, you're not trying to get a call. Necessarily. You're
Which
doing
one?
The exact...
Oh, Hopkins isn't trying to get a call.
Yeah, Hopkins isn't trying to get a call.
Yeah.
It's just he's it would be more...
Well, the travel is an appropriate one, though, because the travel, you're trying to get away with something.
Oh, it's hardness to the travel. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, but that... Yeah, but the gather step is a gather step. Harden's doing it within the rules, and it's not even skirting the rules.
Yeah.
So I'll say that. And the Euro step is the Euro step.
Okay.
You guys leave... Of all the things you're going to pick on with Harden, leave the damn travel alone. Tired of it.
I do like the cross-sport comparison of Harden and Hopkins, though.
I would say I think Harden's push-off is more like a really physical cornerback and what they get away with.
Yeah.
Some of the guys that know just how much they can tweak and where they can pull.
You like the matchup of the Texans receiving core against this Broncos secondary this weekend? Broncos secondary is pretty good.
Yeah, I do. I like, honestly, I like the Texans receiving core versus any defensive backfield. The Patriots have a very, very good... The Patriots defense, I don't mean to short shrift the Patriots defense. They're a good defense. They have very good defensive backs. I don't think they're complete enough to be like one of these all-time Super Bowl. Yeah. If the Patriots offense doesn't pick it up, I don't see how the Patriots can win a Super Bowl. But their defensive backs are very good. But I like when Will Fuller is out there, I like those guys versus anybody.
Yeah, no question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.